a very important role to be an arta. You know, to become a chief, you have to serve the family, you have to serve the village, and then you get bestowed a title. You have two different kind of titles. There's the lead title, which is the prominent chief, and they don't do archery. They can, you know, the chief titles that they can be an arta or and be a prominent chief, and then there's the second, which is the archery, and the other ones are the Tula Fale, with the artists. So they are the spokesmen, and they speak for the family. They speak for the villages. They represent villages in ceremonies. So it's an important part of Samoan culture, because that's how you know things are resolved, and if there's a conflict or a misunderstanding, and two chiefs from two parties come and debate and you know talk about I'll try to outwit each other. Mm-hmm. That's very important part of Samoan culture. You have to be fluent in the formal traditional language.
And yeah. There's different languages, aren't there?
There's the formal mm-hmm. language, which is the Matai language. It happens, you know, which is the archery. And then there's the everyday language, which is mixed with slang and that sort of stuff. But the archery is very beautiful because it mixes poetry and, you know, and Samoan history. It's a funny sort of, because they're trying to, the smart orators would outwit, try and outwit his opponent. With words, and that's how things are. You know, sometimes they win, sometimes they don't.
And there's a sense of sort of theatre as well to these moments where the two men stand up and address each other in the crowds.
Oh yeah. It's an awesome experience just to sit there and listen to them, because mm-hmm. they can, you know, actually telling stories through their dialogue, through their speeches, and
They're exciting scenes to watch in the film, and you do get an impression of the importance and the power of their words. Did you have any actual orators in the film speaking?
Yes, there were the main, I think all the except for the brother, mm-hmm. who's not a titled chief, who's not a chief, but all the old men in the film are orators.
And almost all the cast are non-professional actors.
Yes, only the main actor group of the core actors are the wife was a trained mm-hmm. Actress, but she hasn't done anything for nearly 10 years. So she could be considered a
she's a lapsed actor. How did you find them all? Are they people that you'd worked with before or knew as friends?
No, we had to cast. We did mm-hmm. Sent casting people there and just had heaps of people come in and audition. And yeah, because I was very particular with the look and the type of person that I wanted, especially the chiefs. And it was a hard process, but the casting people were fantastic.
Tell me about the man who plays the coach of the local rugby team. I saw this film with a lot of Samoan people in the audience. They were specially invited. They live here in Melbourne, and they were invited to the screening I went to. And they were howling with laughter every time he spoke. I mean, he was very funny, but I was wondering, is he a known personality, or was there a particular in-joke?
He comes in a few ads back home.
Ah, that makes sense. Okay.
Yeah. But I think it's just because he represents someone in the village. You know, everyone knows that there's someone like that mm-hmm. in your village, and just having him, you know, having a person like that on screen gives him, you know, the extra depth of
it was an extra level of identification. And even though I didn't recognize that character specifically, I still got enormous pleasure from every time he was on screen. I mean, he was very funny. what is your background? What films have you made before this one, and where did you study filmmaking?
I moved to New Zealand, 18. I went to Waikato Uni, and they had a film course, and I sort of studied film theories, mm-hmm. and which is wow, fantastic. And I moved to Wellington and went to film school there, and it was 2000, and then I went to started looking for a job, but no luck. In 2007, I went to did a master's degree in script writing when I thought I would try my luck with writing now. And yeah, and then 2 years ago, I made my first short film. It was an experiment because we sent in the application for a feature film, and the film commission saw that I hadn't done anything, not even a short film, and I wanted to direct a feature film, which the kind of risky thingy. So they said to me, you know, give us some proof. So I wrote a short film, and we went to Samoa and shot it. And in the short film, it sort of gave sort of the style and that I was looking for, and it tested out non-actors as well, because I got non-actors to come in the film. And I just did the short film and this feature. And
now this one.
Yeah.
Who are the filmmakers you admire? Who do you like to watch films by?
I have a few on the list, but Ozu.
Mm-hmm. I'm not surprised that you said that after watching this film.
Yeah, Ozu, Kurosawa. Mm-hmm. I love the Coen brothers, Tarantino.
Yeah, I can see the Ozu connection in this film, but not so much the Tarantino.
Oh, yeah, maybe in the next film.
That'll be the next one. I can't wait to see that.